Texas Governor Rick Perry has called a third special session of the state legislature to redraw congressional district lines in the Lone Star State. In the previous two attempts, Democratic lawmakers fled the state to deny Republicans a quorum to bring up the issue. Now, one of the Democrats has broken ranks, hurting his party's chances of blocking a process that both Governor Perry and senior Republicans in Washington, notably House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and White House political advisor Karl Rove, have been banking on. The only thing missing now is for the Republicans to find a plan that they can agree on. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It wasn't that long ago that a would-be president of the United States held up the Texas legislature as a model of bipartisan politics that he pledged to bring to Washington, D.C. But after the summer they've just had in Texas, those days seem like ancient history. While the Democrats were making their last stands in Oklahoma and New Mexico to stop what they considered an audacious power grab by the White House and House Majority Leader, the pressure and spotlight has been off the Republicans. But since Houston Democrat John Whitmire threw in the towel last week, the Republicans are now going to stop fighting with the Democrats and start fighting each other instead. Dave Beckwith is the Director of Communication for Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, a novice Republican politician who, in his first session of the state legislature, has undergone a baptism of fire. After more than 5 months of fierce internal struggle, Beckwith says Texas Republicans still don't have a map they can agree on.
Yeah, I would say there is a tough negotiation going on. It's not easy, but we're confident it will be worked out, and we'll get a map.
It's an issue of divvying up the spoils. Tom Craddock, Speaker of the Texas House, wants to create a new congressional seat centered in Midland in West Texas that would go to a friend of his and President Bush's who's in the oil industry. But that would take away Lubbock's congressional seat, and Lubbock Republicans are dead set against that. Whether it's in East Texas or West Texas, wherever the Republicans stretch one district to achieve their objectives, it alienates another Republican constituency. While they can't agree on how to draw the new maps yet, Republicans can certainly agree on when, the sooner the better. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst says it's their time now.
Quite frankly, the map that we have right now was considered 12 years ago to be highly gerrymandered. I mean, the Democrats have gotten 12 years out of a gerrymandered map, and they want 21 years. Doesn't sound very fair to most of us.
About to star in their new role as roadkill, Texas Democrats now have little choice except to shoot at the coming Republican juggernaut while retreating as slowly as possible. If they can delay the process a few more weeks, the Justice Department won't have time to review the new maps in time for the elections next year. It would be a small victory, but small victories are the best they can hope for right now. San Antonio Democratic Senator Letitia Van de Putte points her accusing finger north toward Washington, D.C.
Karl Rove has been manipulating our state Republican leadership. The governor, now the lieutenant governor, speaker, are all taking orders from Congressman DeLay and Karl Rove, and it is a totally different George Bush than we knew as governor.
Tomorrow, when the Texas Senate convenes, it will be the Republicans and Houston Democrat John Whitmire in the chamber. The other Democrats will stay away one more day as a means to illustrate Whitmire's alleged betrayal. Now that they've struck out, it's the Republicans' turn at the plate. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.